The gospel reading today, our blessed Lord tells us that just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, neither can we unless we remain in him. Then he goes on to tell us, without him, we can do nothing. On one hand, we can see that in an absolute sense. We can't even take a breath without God. He didn't provide for the oxygen that we are breathing. We couldn't breathe. We would have nothing. And yet at the same time, we can look at it another way and recognize that God has given each one of us an intellect and a will. He's given each one of us an awful lot of ability. And the problem is, because we have these abilities, we tend to think that we can do things all by ourselves. Now again, we wouldn't be able to do any of it unless God had given us the ability in the first place. But there are things in that sense that we can do on our own. We can come to the truth. We can do certain things. But at the same time, we recognize it's by God's grace. But the Lord here is not just simply talking about whether you can get up and walk, or whether you can drive your car home without his help. He's talking about bearing fruit. And that's what he's asking us to do. In other words, as we remember from the parable of the fig tree, we can look real pretty. Oh, we can have beautiful foliage, nice green leaves, and lots of them. And the Lord cursed the fig tree because it didn't bear fruit. In other words, the purpose of the fig tree is to provide figs, not just to look pretty. The foliage is nice. A healthy tree looks great. But what's it doing? So if you plant a tree in your yard because you want shade, then that's what you're going to be looking for, is a shade tree. But if you plant a fruit tree in your yard because you want to get some apples or you want to get pears or whatever, and it doesn't bear fruit, what good is the tree? That's what our Lord is looking at with us. He didn't just put us here to look nice. He wants us to bear fruit for him. That fruit is going to be holiness within our own selves. Ultimately, remember, the first priority of every one of us is the salvation of our own soul. And following from that, we want others to come to know the Lord. We want others also to be saved. And that's something that all of us can do in our own way, in our own realm of ability. So, for instance, you might not want to be standing up here preaching. You're not being asked to. But you're going to see a lot of people today that I won't. Maybe family members or friends or people at work or whatever it is who have fallen away from the faith, or people who don't know the Lord. And it's by the example that we set, sometimes by the words that we speak, by answering questions for people, that's what might touch their heart. So we need to be very careful not to try to become like them, but rather to help them to become more like Christ. And the only way that they're going to become more like Christ is if they have an example of someone who is doing that. And that's what we have to be about. And so if the Lord is the vine and we are the branches, then we have to recognize the life comes from him. And the fruit that we bear has to become his fruit, because he's the one that's providing everything for our life. So in other words, if he wants grapes to be on that vine, he's not looking for something different. We might look at it and say, no, I want this. The Lord wants somebody's soul. The Lord wants what's truly best for that person. So that's what we have to be about, is bearing fruit for Him. Not simply just doing what we want to do or the way that we think that it ought to be done. God will work with you with your own personality. He's not going to ask you to be somebody different than He created you to be. So that becomes critical when we have the possibility or the problem sometimes of looking at others, saying, look at that person, look at what they can do, and I can't. I want to be like that. It's not your personality. It isn't going to work. So you just have to accept what God has given to you, and then through prayer, come to understand how He wants you to operate according to the circumstances of your life. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Yeah, you can learn from others. That's great. But don't compare yourself, because it doesn't work. Your personality isn't the same as theirs. The gifts and talents you have aren't the same as theirs. They're going to glorify God with their ability. You're going to glorify God with your ability. That can only come again from prayer. He has given it all to you. It's all there. But now the question is, what are we doing with it? Do we first even recognize that we have it? And then secondly, have we used it for the glory of God? Are we using whatever it is the Lord has given to us so that we can bear fruit for Him? And is it really for Him? That's the real question that it all comes down to. So, few things to ponder, but ultimately that point, without me you can do nothing. Think about that. Because, like I said, it comes down to breathing. Without Him, we can't even breathe. We would have nothing. We would have no life. We would have no ability. We would have no intelligence. We would have nothing. So in that sense, truly, without Him, we can do nothing. But He's not just looking for the ordinary or the natural level. He's looking for fruit on the supernatural level. And if it's supernatural, what that means is it's beyond our nature. It's beyond our natural ability. So in that, we can say in an absolute sense, without Him, we can do nothing. So something to think about, especially in a society like ours, where people think that they don't need God, that they can do everything by themselves, and that they have all this ability, which somehow they think that they somehow manage to do alone. We need to come back to the humility. We have to learn true dependence on the Lord. Because without Him, we truly can do nothing.